It is about a minute after 8 o'clock. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. An absolutely gorgeous and beautiful Friday morning here along the coast. I hope wherever you're listening from across the country, it is equally beautiful as well. As we do each and every Friday, we are delighted, honored, I tell you, to welcome from the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, its president and CEO, Aaron Slattery, with us. Good morning, Aaron. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. We had a busy week this week.
You're always busy.
Yes, that's true. We had a fabulous mixer at Ruby's Diner this week on Wednesday. We were up on the patio, and the view was just spectacular.
It is great up there. It really is.
It was amazing. I forgot how beautiful it is. The sun was out. I mean, it couldn't have been more perfect. We had a nice crowd, and of course, I had to get a cookie dough shake.
You can't not get a shake. When you go, just driving by, I find myself like a magnet. I'm drawn to it. I need a shake at Ruby's. All right.
Oh, it was so good. And then yesterday morning, we had our coffee with a board member at the office, which was great.
How did that go?
It was really nice. We had a nice little crowd.
Very cool.
So I'm pleased with that. That was something new that we're trying. So it looks like we might have to keep doing it.
All right. Now, is coffee provided or do I have to bring my own coffee when I do this?
Well, I had a little Nespresso maker at the office. So we were, doing shots and I had some ginger cookies.
Very cool.
But in the future, we might be looking at reaching out to some of our local coffee shops and having it at different coffee shops. Venues every month, just like we're doing with the mixer.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea. Well, we'll talk about the golf tournament coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Yes.
As you do each and every week, you bring in a fascinating and really cool guest this morning. And people don't really realize, I think a lot of people think that the Better Business Bureau is like a government agency, and it's not. It's a nonprofit organization that does a number of things that you wouldn't expect. So here to talk to us about the Better Business Bureau this morning is Rhonda Miller. A very good morning to you, Rhonda. Thank you for being here with us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
It is a pleasure to have you as well. So what do you find is the biggest misconception about the Better Business Bureau?
Well, I mean, I think you hit it on the head there. People think that we're related somehow to a governmental agency, and we're not. We are that nonprofit, and we uphold those ethical business standards. And we have tools for businesses, that enables them to grow and thrive, which, of course, helps the economy. We love to work with our chambers to support any type of growth that we can for businesses within the community. And that helps Orange County overall.
Excellent. And you, when checking a company's background, so I could contact the Better Business Bureau and have a company's background checked?
Right. If you go on BBB.org, we have a listing of organizations that are both accredited with the Better Business Bureau and non-accredited businesses. And what I didn't know until I started working for the Better Business Bureau is that we do all of that heavy lifting and research to ensure that the appropriate certifications are in place for businesses and also licensing, that they're in place, they're active and up to date. A lot of the companies that we deal with are, trade businesses, which is a heavy investment for consumers. So you certainly want to know if you're putting on a new roof, whether or not you're working with an ethical business. Right. And we provide all of that information for consumers on the site to build that marketplace trust.
Well, it's so funny you mentioned roof. Today is the first day in 2 weeks that we haven't heard guys slamming up on our roof. We've got guys working up on our roof here for a couple of weeks. And this is the first quiet morning we've had in 2 weeks, and it's fortunate. So thank you.
I hear you. With all that rain that we've had, I'm a single gal with a mortgage, and there has been someone on my roof here recently. And I've got blue tarps still sprouting all over my neighborhood with people getting their roofs fixed too. So that's why that popped up to mind.
There you go. So if someone is filing a complaint, take us through that process of filing a complaint against someone and what happens.
So, if you are a consumer, wonderful for you to start with the Better Business Bureau, right? Because we are dispute resolution experts. We have an expertise there, right? So if you want to go into file a complaint, you go into BBB.org, and it takes you through the process. It goes into our team. We have a dedicated team that ensures that we make it valid, right? There's some things that you can't file a complaint for, right? It has to be a marketplace issue. So if you're upset with your employer, we do not handle employee-employer resolution. Right. It's specific to marketplace issues. We are a neutral third party, and our role is to help businesses and consumers talk, right? And to get that resolution, and businesses, ethical businesses, certainly want that.
Right. And you mentioned that great misconception that people would think that you would handle employer-employee problems. You don't, obviously. Do you direct people to places if they mistakenly come to you? Do you direct them other places that they can go?
Well, our website can certainly help with that. So we have an opportunity on the website. The quickest place to file your complaint is on the website, and then it shows the process that gets you in touch with someone, and we have experts that can actually guide you as to what to do next.
Excellent, excellent. Let's talk specifically about Orange County and the Better Business mm-hmm. Bureau's presence here in Orange County.
Right. So I'm here to support businesses as well as the community at large with strategic partnerships. I have local outreach. I attend events as a resource. I serve on boards and committees here, really trying to be a connector. So I'm a resource for all of the members within the Laguna Beach Chamber and happy to be of help as well as at Orange County at large. We have a campus located in Newport Beach, and we are that nonprofit, non-governmental trade association that is here to help, and we're helping uphold those ethical business standards and provide these tools that businesses need to thrive.
Fantastic. And I'm sorry, Aaron?
Yes. Yeah, so what is one of the most common complaints that you hear, just out of curiosity?
Well, I mean, they're varied, right? Mm-hmm. So it all has to do with marketplace. So I've heard examples, and bear in mind that I'm the director of business engagement here with Orange County. And so I am in the primarily the business lane mm-hmm. As well. So when I have a consumer that needs to talk with one of our resolution experts, I make sure to get them connected because they are far more, knowledgeable as far as things along these lines for consumers. However, I've heard anything in marketplace where people are unhappy with the level of service they provide. I understand that, for instance, there was a dry cleaner and somebody came into the dry cleaners and said that this is not my shirt, right? Or here's my suit that I have on and it came back dirty. And the dry cleaner was like, they dug into it and determined that the dry cleaner says that this person had been in here 8 months ago. That's not even the suit we dry clean. It's just getting to talking, right? And to make sure that things get resolved and they get resolved on a higher note. I've had everyone, tell me stories of everything from a small dry cleaner to, working with Verizon and getting resolution with the Verizon complaint. So it varies, right? Mm-hmm. So I could get back to you, Aaron, on what the top complaint is, but that those are the kind of varied things.
No,
that you
yeah,
see here,
I just figured you're on the front line, so you get to hear first, and then you pass it on to the next person that actually does the resolution. But I was just wondering, what were some of the top things that you'd been hearing that might be interesting or that would help us to understand what kind of complaints we should be bringing, I guess, to the Better Business Bureau?
Anything that's related to the marketplace. If there's a marketplace issue, so if dollars have been transacted and there's an issue, please come to us.
Okay.
We're here to help in that area. I got to tell you, I've heard some things where my eyebrows have gone all the way up to my hairline. It's like, what? So I want to make sure that we're here to help.
Well, I got to be honest with you. Just now you reminded me, I've got dry cleaning to pick up.
So, oh, good.
So that's important.
I'm helping Ed.
Yes, that's important.
Right.
I want to talk about the grading system for a while. When I going through school, all through school, I was so worried about the grades I was getting. Businesses are kind of the same way. In the Better Business Bureau rating system, you guys use the A or A plus through F letter grade. How do you assess businesses for that?
Well, there's a number of different factors. And actually on BBB.org, if businesses want to see specifically how we rate them, we are very specific on BBB.org as to the grading. But it has to do with the number of different factors. And certainly, consumers' experiences and the reviews that they write are part of it. And we ensure that those reviews are accurate and that they are, legitimate, so that there's a level of legitimacy, so that people going on to BBB.org and looking at businesses and doing that research, have a level of confidence there that the reviews are indeed legitimate.
Okay. And has Yelp saturated the market with just garbage, or is Yelp helpful?
Well, I can always go back to myself, right? So first and foremost, Yelp is, they're a business, right? They're an advertising mm-hmm. platform. And the BBB works with businesses. So if Yelp needs help, I'm happy to help them. But I think Yelp has a place that's different than what the BBB does, right? So Yelp is in the discovery stage. So when people are considering making a purchase, you know, they want to do their due diligence, and we have an opportunity to with technology. But I think that they kind of stay in the discovery phase versus moving on to evaluation and transaction. And I can just tell you again, myself and my roof situation, I definitely have, you know, limited dollars as a, you know, a working homeowner to be able to spend on large purchases. And I would want to be able to go somewhere where there was verification of the company, certifications and licenses in place. So I would base my decision, my evaluation in that actual transaction on more trusted information, you know, the most trusted information I could find, because my dollars are important to me. So definitely. I think there's different places for different things. And I think that Yelp is comfortably in the discovery space.
Perfectly stated and wonderfully navigated, by the way. I really love that. So the BBB, we started off by saying it's a nonprofit. So if our listeners out there today, how can they help the Better Business Bureau? What can they do to assist you?
Well, I really appreciate that. So we actually have a number of things. That, first and foremost, please utilize me. I'm here as a resource. And I'm connected with a lot of people in the community, right? A lot of organizations. That's where that partnership comes in. And how they can help is to come in and really consider this accreditation and commit to our 8 standards of trust, which is the foundation of the organization. And it all kind of revolves around being honest, being transparent, telling the truth, like things that the businesses should be doing, right? And honoring their promises. So I really appreciate businesses who have an opportunity to, you know, really showcase what they can do for the community. And we have signature events that they can participate in, including our golf. We have a golf event coming up on Friday, June 9th. Okay. Golf, I mean, so does the Chamber. Everybody in Orange County should be, like, loving these golf events. Right. So we have our events. We also have summits. We have educational opportunities for businesses. We have programs and educational summits, as I mentioned, on-demand webinars. Participate in those. Educate yourselves. Find out how you can maximize your online presence through us. If you're a new business or you have a business idea, we have opportunities for an incubator and accelerator programs and continuing education. Participate in these things. Get yourself knowledgeable. Utilize your chamber. Make sure that your chamber is a part of your organization, right?
Yay.
Boy, these are great events that they're having. Network, network, network. And also, please, just try and make presence participate. I'm happy to be here to help.
I'm looking over at Erin, and I'm saying, she's not just good. She's Branson good. That's good stuff there, man. Rhonda, I'd love to have you back in to talk about your June 9th golf tournament. Let's do that in the future and have a face-to-face. And don't go anywhere. I'm going to turn to Erin right now and talk about the Chambers Golf Tournament. Tell us about how's that going.
Yes, we're excited to have that. That's going to be on Monday, May 15th. And it's going to be so much fun. We have got hand and stone massage that's going to be coming out, so you can work out those little kinks before and after the golf tournament. And we have phyllo gelato coming out, so you can enjoy some lovely gelato and as a break between golf game tee offs. Is that how you call it?
I'm not a golfer. I'll be handling the music. I won't have a golf club in my hands. But it is teeing off. It is in between teeing off.
And so we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun day. And now that the sun's out, I hope everybody will consider joining us. It is just going to be gorgeous that day. We do also have several ribbon cuttings coming up.
Before we go to the ribbon cuttings, is there still availability to get a foursome in there?
Please join us. Right. Yes. We need foursomes. We need silent auction items. We need swag bag stuff. And of course, sponsors. We'll never turn down a sponsor. So if you want to get your logo everywhere, we actually have a fun opportunity. It's called a cup out. So where the ball goes into the hole, you can actually have your logo around every hole.
That's so cool.
And whenever a golfer goes in to pick up their ball, your logo is right there, so you can't get better branding than that.
I love that.
So if you want to be the Cup Out logo brand at our golf game, please give me a call.
That's pretty cool.
But ribbon cuttings.
Okay.
Yes, we have, we just had a fabulous one last night, Soul Focus Optical. Okay. It's right downtown. It's like across the street from the Presbyterian Church on 2nd Street, but their address is on Forest.
Right.
So you have to kind of just go around the corner. She is amazing. She hand grinds the lenses.
My God.
Marcus Kandarian was there last night, and he said that the glasses that she made for him are so much better than any commercial glasses he's ever worn before. That's just the difference. I mean, can you imagine? It's like getting LASIK, but with a better pair of glasses.
Right, right.
You know? Right. So I was just really impressed by her. If you need a new pair of spectacles or eyewear, please check out Soul Focus Optical. And then in May, we have Mercado. Mercado is a fabulous gourmet marketplace up in North Laguna, and that's going to be on May 4th, which is perfect if you need some goodies for Cinco de Mayo the next day.
Very good.
And then we also have Yummy Dogs. Oh. We are so excited. They are going to have their ribbon cutting on May 11th.
That's the gourmet hot dog place.
Yes.
Okay, nice.
Yes, and they have an arcade for the kids.
Of course.
So it'll
cool
be so
move.
Much fun.
The arcade is kind of like for the adults too, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get out of my way, kid. I'm trying to play
kids
this.
Kids of all ages.
All right. So, Rhonda, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm actually... I am very excited. I'll be attending a work event on Saturday night.
All right.
So there's a gala with one of our minority chambers that I'll be attending. So I'm very excited to participate in that. I love to be able to go to these awards events and see both young adults and businesses honored. And that's what we do as well. So I'm very excited to be doing that. Thank you for asking.
No, no problem at all. I'm glad it's active for you. I'm glad you're just out. I'm sitting around watching Law and Order. I'm glad it wasn't that. But that's kind of cool. So I want you to hang on the line because I'm going to come back and you and I are going to exchange information and I'm going to sit you down in front of us here before your June 9th event. And we'll talk about that as well. Is that cool?
I welcome the opportunity. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Rhonda Miller, Better Business Bureau, Aaron Slattery, Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so very much for being here, both of you today. 8:17 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.